when I say the roads are in good shape, that's what I mean. However, if you're driving past Shenfield High School towards the Hutton Road lights, is it me, or is that road right by the bus stop at the top of Oliver Road lumpier than my nan's custard? Because the gas people, they've been digging the holes up, because, you know, you've got to dig some holes somewhere, usually to bury soil. And they're putting the plastic gas pipes under us. And never mind the fact that we can't go to Mackie D's and have a plastic drinking straw these days, we can have six-inch pipes made of plastic under the ground. Have a think about that and just realise how daft that sounds. So they're digging the road up, okay? So there's like a four-foot square hole hither and thither. So they fill it in. Badly. Oh, there's a bump. And it's like, oh, another bump. Like that. You know, at 30 miles an hour along the Chelmsford Road. And then, once you navigate to Wilson's Corner, it doesn't get much better going down Ongar Road. Oh, blimey, Charlie. Lumps everywhere. And holes. I've now got Ongar Road sus that I can drive up it from the Brentwood Centre and do the sort of zigzag slalom blindfolded in rush hour. Just as you get to the crossing where the security shop is, you've got to do a little left and a right to dodge two potholes, and they're on opposite sides of your lane. Oh, nightmare. That wasn't the purpose of me talking now. I wanted to talk about the headline I mentioned earlier. Cop a load of this. A school in Theresa May's constituency has sent a list of parents of things it says need buying to keep it running, including bog roll. The Maidenhead Advertiser reported that St. Edmund Campion Catholic Primary School sent an Amazon wishlist link to the 17 items, also including pens, to parents. The school said parents had asked for ways to support the school amid cuts. However, the local council leader said the story was politically motivated, utter nonsense. On Monday, the school emailed parents with the items on the wish list, including a request for a never-ending supply, quote, of toilet paper, as well as adhesive tape, pens, A3 paper, and blue tack. It reportedly said it had lost £70,000 in government funding cuts. I think we need some of that around here, to be honest, because we're always running out of toilet roll and pens and things. There's never a pen around when you need one. Worst thing is absent-mindedly chewing on a pen and then realise that the last person to have it was Scott Ross. I mean, that's just terrible. Bit of a boogie on the school run. Talking about the schools sending Amazon wish lists to parents, there was hoo-ha a couple of years back regarding charging a pound to go and see the kids' nativity play and asking a pound a day for pens. Like, when you fly budget airlines, the cheap and easy jet to Spain, no sooner have the wheels touched down, they come round with a bucket and there's a whip round for the pilots.